So eagles fly how?
Straight.
Straight. How do buteos fly? Like a red tail?
This is Wild About Utah.
They're modified dihedral. How do vultures fly? They're wobbling in a V. How do accipiters fly? Flap, flap, glide. Yeah.
And then one of our Edith Bowen third graders recently had the opportunity to visit the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge in Brigham City. The day was chock-a-block full of exciting activities like the one we just heard, meant to engage students' senses and ground their understanding of core curriculum within the context of the place we were visiting. Place-based and experiential education are relatively new terms for old human evolutionary qualities. Basically, we humans learn better when we're immersed in the context of the thing we study. Being in a place, engaging each of our senses in its character, and learning how that character and our own are interdependent, builds powerful context. When educators can insert their core curriculum into that context, each strand of understanding becomes deeper and richer. So we had people like my friend Issa, who you heard at the beginning of the segment, racing with students through the grasslands, imitating the flight patterns of raptors to drive home an understanding of adaptive specificity in different bird species. Our art teacher, Lisa Saunderson, sat with students to observe and ponder the landscape before teaching them to expertly render their horizons in watercolors. For my small part, I sat with students, six or seven at a time, and introduced them to Aldo Leopold. As it was the final day of November, I read from the chapter of a Sand County almanac honoring the month. In reading Leopold's words, I wanted to model for my students how close, careful observation can deepen our experience of a place, and even transcend time through the words we write down, fleeting thoughts becoming immediately eternal with the stroke of a pen. When I gave them time of their own to sit, observe, and write, what they came up with gave me goosebumps.
All Around Me by Avery Schaff. In front, water is weaving around a maze of marsh. Beside, there is a bench standing all alone. Behind, there is a wall of stalk, some as tall as me. Beside, there is an endless walk waiting for men to walk and talk.
November ends. The deep coldness blows through the cheeks and the nose. The water is as still as rock. Cattails are stuck in black tar. The birds whistle and sing. It spreads and spreads until you can't hear. The grass blows as the wind flows. Where am I?
Awareness of a place produces powerful perspectives of it, especially among the tiny human sponges we call children. The day went on and on like this, students building deep contextual understandings of their place. What were once the far hinterlands of their home range became an intimate, familiar setting they knew and spoke of fondly. Eyes lifted to goose music and the whistle of flight feathers thereafter. To finish our visit, we heard a welcome interpretation of the natural history of the bird refuge, a bit of geographical orienting for the kids to digest and incorporate into their understanding of the place.
Awesome. So you live in what's called, and this is a fourth grade concept, but you guys are so smart, you live in fact. The Bear River watershed, okay? It is the corridor or this valley through which the river travels. And the watershed transports...
Hey, Johnny cried suddenly, catching the ranger off guard. He pointed 20 yards beyond her as a raptor cut quick and low across our field of vision. Look, flap, flap, glide. It's an occipiter. If awareness was what we were after, we had gotten it in spades. This is Josh Bowling, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.